Asserting as I have that these authoritarian doctrines and practices amount to witchcraft requires that we understand the true nature of witchcraft and sorcery. Witchcraft and sorcery are synonymous terms. Some Bible translations use one term, some the other, but both refer to the same thing. The root Greek word for sorcery is pharmakeia, which literally means to administer drugs. From this Greek word are derived various English words having to do with medicinal drugs or narcotics, such as pharmaceuticals and pharmacy. However, there is a common misconception concerning the nature of witchcraft and sorcery, resulting primarily from the etymology of this Greek word translated sorcery or witchcraft in the New Testament. This word pharmakeia was originally coined to allude to the use of narcotics as mind-altering and trance-inducing intoxicants in pagan religious ceremonies and ministrations throughout the ancient history of paganism. Notwithstanding, while the original meaning of the word had to do with administering drugs to aid in the casting of spells and inducing trances in pagan occult worship, in the passage of time, it came to have a broader connotation than just that in the Greek language. It came to be what is known as a metonym, a figure of speech or kind of colloquialism evoking an idea related to, but greater than, the literal meaning of the word's components. For example, in the colloquial phrase, under one roof, it is not really a literal roof only that is being alluded to, but rather the word roof is a metonym referring to an entire building consisting of walls and a roof. Similarly, both the Greek word pharmakeia, as well as its English equivalent, sorcery, connote something more than the parochial matter of the use of narcotics in the occult. Rather, it is kind of a catch-all phrase evoking the larger concept of interpersonal predomination and self-imposition as achieved by various means and methods.